And now this is a dictation for Daniel Holbein, H-O-H-L-B-E-I-N, December 1st, 52, addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, NP 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, follow-up for Daniel, history of nephrotic syndrome at the time of exposure to Mobic, complicated with deep vein thrombosis on the left upper extremity, and acute kidney injury. He only has one kidney, as he donated the other one to his brother many years back. He has underlying hypertension and problems of factor 5 Leiden deficiency. Since the last visit, underwent surgery. His back, Dr. Adams, some problems of apparently bradycardia, but otherwise no major issues, no heart attack, no dialysis, no active bleeding, no blood transfusion, no pneumonia or UTI, no urinary tract infection or retention. Next paragraph, other review system is negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the lisinopril, no anti-inflammatory agents, present weight 213, blood pressure 132/68, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, no major edema. Last chemistries from August, PSA suppressed. Otherwise, back in July, creatinine 1.3 is stable over time. Representing a GFR in the upper 50s, that will be a stage 3. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, phosphorus, calcium, malanemia 10.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, presently stable, no progression, no symptoms. Next number, kidney donation to brother. Next number, nephrotic syndrome resolved at the time of exposure to Mobic. It was symptomatic with deep vein thrombosis on the left upper extremity, exacerbated by a background of factor 5 Leiden deficiency. Next number, status post back surgery, no anti-inflammatory agents, no evidence of urinary tract infection. Next number, blood pressure well controlled, tolerating lisinopril. Next number, anemia does not require EPO treatment. Next number, other chemistry is stable, no need changes. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.